Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Friday night with the Pajama Party. Yeah. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, with the yellow top.
And red wine.
With a long, long stem. What's up, everybody?
Cool. We want y'all to sit back, relax with your favorite cocktail. We're going to take some time here to talk about all the goings-on in the world. Get you a glass of wine, shot of tequila, whatever suits your fancy. We're here to entice, intrigue, and completely blow your mind. Like I said earlier, I'm Papa Didi here with red wine, with a long stem, Kettle with the yellow top.
Hey.
And this is the pajama party where there's no clothes allowed, just PJs only.
I know that's right.
Hey.
So, anyway.
That's how we do it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the rundown of what's going on, Papa.
Yeah, Kettle's going to run through a rundown on what's happening today.
We got Hot Topics, of course. They're going to be sizzling tonight. What's popping with Papa Didi?
That's right.
He gonna turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
Turn down for what? I'm just saying, with red wine.
You better believe it.
Weird news. We got it going on. Some crazy stuff in this world. Living for the city.
Mm-hmm.
Got the Hollywood wrap up with me. Got the kiss it list.
Kiss it.
Y'all know what time it is on that.
Mm.
And of course, the last word. So, just sit back and relax like Papa said. What you sipping on, Papa?
I'm about to pour me some Jack and Coke.
Ooh-wee!
I'm trying to relax myself. I'm a brown liquor man, so...
Brown folks drink.
Mm-mm. What you sipping on, Red?
I have orange juice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Red wine. She's a fake me out Christian bottle. Oh, anyway. How you doing,
I resemble
wine?
That. Mm-hmm. I mean, resent that
yeah.
remark.
Well, look, while they fixing their drinks and arguing, we're going to come back. We're going to take a short CC break, and then we're going to get back into the sports news when we get back.
You're in the right place at the right time. It's the Pajama Party, www.apajamaparty.com, produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Don't just sit there yelling at the air. You've got an opinion? We want to hear it too. Dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306. Don't let us have all the fun by ourselves. We've got room for you at the Pajama Party. And remember, it's PJs only. No clothes allowed. Operators are standing by. Well, they're lounging on pillows, but they're waiting for your calls. So call us now. 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Oh, you want to throw pillows?
All right, we're back at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa DD. We're going to start off with the sports news. The football season's back.
Yeah.
All right? Give us all something to do. And ladies is in the football big time these days, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
It used to be a man's sport, but I'm going to tell you what.
Hey, hit them hard.
Up in it.
Hit them low.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hit them anyway, where it hurt, right?
We got the,
where does it hurt?
See, he's trying to get me to join in.
I'm saying huddle. I like to huddle.
Like
I bet
huddle.
You do.
She's an ass. I mean, she's a behind woman. Anyway, Indianapolis Colts, Jim Irsay. He's the owner. He's the one that got all pissed off when Peyton Manning was doing his thing with Denver and because he got rid of him. And all that. Anyway, he's the owner of the Indianapolis Colts. He was fined $500,000.
Wow.
And he's banned 6 games.
Oh, wow.
He can't attend the club facilities or any team functions during his time because back in March he was driving under the influence of not alcohol. But what do you call that? Oxycodone.
Oxycodone.
And
Got any docs in the house, so call us in and let us know what that is.
Yeah, doctors, give us a call and tell us what the hell that stuff is.
Oh, my God.
We pulled over, on the traffic, and the NFL commissioner said that the league's conduct policy applies to everyone, not just the players, but the owners as well.
Mm. All right.
After the arrest, he went to rehab for 2 months. You know, rehab is like you're out. You know, you go to rehab. I'm all fucked up. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you throw a disclaimer so I can speak my mind?
That disclaimer on
real
one.
Put a disclaimer on here so I can speak my
mind.
Yeah, pop it. Here's a disclaimer.
You're going to be.
We'll pause.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
All right. Now we can get loose. We had to put that out there. So if you got any children or whatever, you know, put them in another room. Lock them in another room. We're going to be here for an hour and a half.
Come on, Papa. Behave,
it's just an hour and a half. Make sure the air conditioner is on. We don't want nobody, you know. We ain't trying to go to jail for this shit. Anyway, like I said, he went to rehab for a couple months, and he says that now that this all happened, open his eyes. Now, he's a gazillionaire.
Mm.
So he needed an arrest to open up his million-dollar damn eyes.
How many zeros is that, Paul?
He's got zeros behind his head.
Like
anybody, if you own an NFL football team, your ass is rich as hell. If you'd be riding around on pills, you got some shit going on.
How is it legal to own people? I thought that went out when slavery was banned.
Yeah, you know,
Watch out now.
It seems like that shouldn't be legal, but...
Mm-mm.
Anyway.
Yeah. And let's see. In other news, Michael Sams, the first openly gay NFL player, was cut from the St. Louis Rams roster.
Already?
They had knocked their roster down to 53 players, I believe.
What was that? He was running around with a dress on? I didn't say that.
All right. You didn't hear it from me.
It's that Jameson. That's what that is. It's that Jameson.
I love gay people. Anyway, he's been cut by the Rams, and he's been picked up by the... He's been picked up by the Dallas Cowboys for their practice squad. And depending on whether or not he passes the physical, what have you. But my thing is, they sold a bunch of jerseys in St. Louis. You know? I mean, a bunch of jerseys.
Mm.
Made all that money.
Mm-hmm.
The owners make all that money. Just like Jim Irsay of the Indianapolis Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the St. Louis Rams made a ton of money on his jerseys.
Right.
Now he's going to Dallas, and the Dallas owner going to make a bunch of money on his jerseys. Whether he plays or not. So
I think he's a little bit crazy on that because he sold his soul to the devil.
Yeah,
that crazy owner. What's his name?
Which one is that?
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas. What's that man's name?
I don't know. He's crazy.
That old shriveled up guy.
Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
He's on the sideline. Get out there. Get out there.
Yeah, he's tripping with his moving ass team.
Man, what is
that's
it?
America's team, though. For all you Dallas Cowboy fans out there, I don't mean no disrespect to you. But y'all ain't going to be shit this year. Anyway.
Dallas up or down this year? I don't know.
Then you got the Denver Broncos wide receiver, Wes Welker. He was suspended for, four games also.
What did he do?
Let me see what he do. He was messing with some meth, they say amphetamines. And when I was growing up, the word meth always came before amphetamines. But they, you know, we'll say, they, now, anyway.
But he's trying to make it sound
He was, busted for having amphetamines in his drugs. But what they're saying is that the amphetamines was in him prior to the season starting.
Mm-hmm.
So the update on that is that there's pending investigation on that particular situation.
Wow.
And I couldn't wait to get to this story here. All right. This is something I found myself just on observation this week alone.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning, the great white hope. Did I say that? The great white hope of the Denver, the quarterback, excuse me. Did I say that again?
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback of the Denver Broncos.
Fix it up,
this man is like...
put the jack down.
When it comes to endorsements, he is like endorsement king.
What's after
trillionaire? This man is advertising Buick. He's advertising
Papa John's.
Papa John's. He's advertising Nationwide.
That's right. I saw him there talking advertising the gold pieces over there.
And he's also what's that?
It's
when
some
when
car he endorses.
Yeah, Buick.
Is it okay?
Yeah, and also what's that town he streams out when he's about to hike the ball? Omaha has him in their little commercial about the state, you know.
What's that about?
And about their city. But anyway, and he lost the Super Bowl is what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he lost the damn, got murdered in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Now, where is Russell Wilson's commercials?
Oh, And he was the winning quarterback.
The winning quarterback.
A brother.
Mm-hmm. A brother.
Mm-hmm. Winning quarterback.
Winning quarterback.
Winning.
I haven't seen him doing any commercials.
I haven't seen him doing anything.
I guess winning don't mean nothing.
I saw him panhandle in New York. He was cleaning the windshield.
Oh, Lord. Not up at Penn State.
Penn State.
Uh-oh.
No, but what we're getting at is the fact that, you know, Peyton Manning lost big time. And how do you pick up the great white hope? I mean, the quarterback.
The great white hope.
From a losing team.
Yeah.
And stole money at his ass.
Yeah.
He lost, for God's sake. Step off of his ass. Does anybody want a loser? Yes, they do.
Apparently.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's sports news for tonight. We're going to go on with some, we have found that there.
I got a story about, I'm sure everybody's been hearing about people having trouble on different flights lately. There's this device that you can get to put in the seat in front of you to keep the person from being able to recline their seat so that they're not, you know, crowding your legs, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is continuing to be a problem, and there's been another one in West Palm Beach. It was a flight from New York City to West Palm Beach that they were forced to land in Jacksonville because the passenger demanded that they put the plane down because they were arguing over somebody reclining the seat. The passenger started swearing at the passenger, then start swearing at the flight attendant, and the pilot ended up like, okay, we're going to land this flight sooner than, you know, scheduled.
Right.
So instead of them going all the way to West Palm Beach, which is way down in the southern part of Florida, they landed that thing in northern Florida up in Jacksonville so that they could calm this down. And this is like the third incident in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
So I'm thinking like maybe the airlines either need to make it more spacious.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to crowd everybody in these planes like sardines in a can.
You're sitting on top
or they need to, they've already tried to ban those little devices, but they're so small. People can carry them in their purse, in their pocket, and when nobody's looking, they just stick them in the seat in front of them.
How ruthless is that for you to buy something off of As Seen on TV?
That's how they roll.
Take on a plane and then disrespect the person in front of you. They don't want to land.
They don't care.
You're just going to say ass from lounge.
They don't care.
Damn.
It's getting rough out there.
They want to put their tray down.
They want to be able to have your drink room.
Yeah.
And they don't want these people in front of them to recline their seat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going to control that.
Oh, it's out of control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anytime you got to divert a flight because passengers are fighting and cussing out each other, something's wrong.
Well, at least they went to Jacksonville. They got beautiful beaches.
Yeah, but they were trying to go to West Palm Beach. That's the problem.
Uh-oh. All
right. We're going to take a little small break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the mom that was stopped in Texas with the children in the car, and the police dogged her again. Another case of the police doing their thing. I'm going to get on that when it comes to the what's popping section there. We're going to eat the police up tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
Not brutally, because you know, I ain't trying to get my ass whooped.
I know that's funny. You better not tell them where you are, Papa.
I'm going to still give to the Benevolent Association, but I will talk some crap about them tonight. Anyway,
all right. We'll be right back.
This is The Pajama Party on Blog Talk Radio. The Pajama Party is produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment at www.dchomegrown.com. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Pajama Party crew and you. So pick up the phone and dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306 and tell us what's on your mind. There's a big fluffy pillow reserved just for you at the Pajama Party, so call us now. And remember, it's PJs only, no clothes allowed. Pass it on. Log on to www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen Live banner or call 914-803-4306. Now let's get back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Is it tea time, darling?
All right, welcome back to the Pajama Party. Red Wine is going to give us this particular story. If you want to call in on anything, it's 914-803-4306, so you can log in and listen to us online at apajamaparty.com. Well, we got Red Wine on this story about this Texas woman with her children that they disrespected the hell out of.
Yeah, okay, so down in Forney, Texas.
Forney.
A Texas mother spoke out on this past Tuesday saying that her children were traumatized when the police pulled her over and held her at gunpoint during a traffic stop. And it turns out the mother's name is Kamitra Barber. She said that her family is planning to file a lawsuit over this incident because they felt like the police were being overzealous in their procedures. So what basically happened is they were driving down Highway 80 in northern Texas when the police were looking for a tan or beige Toyota. Now, Miss Kamitra Barber drives a burgundy Nissan Maxima. The police were looking for this tan Toyota with four black men in it, apparently waving guns or a gun out of the window of their car. How they managed to stop her with four kids in the car in a burgundy vehicle, and they felt like they were following procedure, I'm not understanding. But the whole thing is on video. If you want to look it up online, you can see it, because the police had a dash cam running. And you can see it when they pull her out of the car at gunpoint, and she keeps asking, what is the problem? What's going on? And they're holding her, handcuffing her at gunpoint. Then her little boy, one of the kids, who's like about six or seven, he gets out of the car, puts his hands up, and the police are saying, oh, come on, come back here, come back here. And then the police called and told the officers they had the wrong person. Something about that the car they were looking for went off the same exit as she did, and that's how they justified stopping her.
Well,
so now the kids, her kids are crying, screaming, traumatized in the car.
Do they take stupid pills or what?
They must be taking a whole lot of stupid pills, stupid sandwiches, and
this
what a stupid chasing.
This is obviously a woman of color.
Yeah, this is a black woman.
Okay.
So how they confuse the black woman in a burgundy car with four black men in a tan car.
So this is all black. Black and while driving.
Driving
while
black,
by
once
living,
again.
By being born, by umbilical cords and all that shit that makes you black.
I suppose. So, you know, she's got a lawyer now, and they're gonna go after it and sue them. But her kids now are all traumatized. They're scared of police.
Mm.
When they hear a siren, they start crying. You know, they're having all kind of issues dealing with this. And she was saying that her son doesn't understand the dynamics of race and racism, and now he doesn't know how to feel about law enforcement, officers, police, or anything related to that.
Yeah.
So the community leaders are saying that there are no black officers in that police department there in Forney, Texas, and that the officers that are there need to obviously take some racial sensitivity training.
Yep.
Now, the city officials have apologized, but... you know, it was still one of those racially motivated traffic stops.
Yeah. You guys got any comments on that? Dial 914-803-4306. We'd like to hear from you. Once you dial that number, then you push 1.
Press 1.
Yes, press 1.
You
got to
put you in the queue, and you'd be able to get your little 2 cents in, you know?
Be a star.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to hear what people think about these stories.
Yeah.
Now, I have another one that's similar. They weren't driving while black, but there were two gentlemen in North Carolina, a city called Red Spring.
Mm-hmm.
They were arrested as teenagers for the rape and murder of a young lady who was 11 at the time. These men spent 30 years in jail, and they were recently released this week because of DNA.
Wow.
DNA cleared them, and it come to find out that the DNA they found on a cigarette butt, and I believe on a can, which was right there at the scene of the crime, did not contain their DNA.
Mm.
This is a brother and his half-brother. Their names are Henry McCollum, and his brother's name, half-brother's name, is Leon Brown. So the story is that they are a bit mentally challenged, and the way it all went down when this all happened back in 1984 or 83, I believe, they were given a statement that basically said they confessed to the whole thing. It was written out for them by someone else. I'm not sure exactly who wrote the statement, but they were given this statement to sign. And with them being teenagers and being a little mentally challenged, and they had no legal representation when they were given this statement to sign, they went on and signed it. They were told, you need to sign this. They went on and signed it.
Is that crazy or what?
It is crazy. It's
burning hell.
It is crazy.
The prosecutors,
these men spent 30
and
years in jail.
Attorneys and everybody else is on the side of the trying to find righteousness for that lady's death. We're just lazy, and they caved in under pressure on the family, calling the police station every day and wanted to have an arrest. They just kind of put it to rest, so to speak, by using, you know, people as guinea pigs. There again, black folks. you know, it seems like black folks are the catalyst of everything, you know, the alpha and omega of bullshit on every aspect of the word. You know, you can't even rest easy knowing that one day, as a black man, you can wake up and be scrutinized with some crazy shit. Whether you're in the middle of the highway, walking down the street, it doesn't matter. I mean, the odds of people getting shot today, if you look back on the last 5 years of all the black men killed without being even armed, are you that fearful of us?
Yeah.
Or that paranoid? Or that you got that much hatred?
Or that threat?
Well, threatened. Yeah, threatened is really a bigger word. That's the biggest thing right there.
But
you know,
check this out. What if we could, if we were in a situation like that, what if we could just take an instant pill and become another color? You think, would that change something? What do you think, Paul?
It seems like color is the determining factor of everything. But it's just becoming, you know, I think that as the others become minorities, we won't name other races because we, you know, we talk about a lot of crap on here. We don't name races on this show. But as others become become less, they're not the minority anymore. Mm-hmm. As they become the majority, they're getting much more paranoid. They kind of feel like they're losing their spacing, where there was no spacing from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who cared about who was who and what was what? You know, it's something that's it's getting to the point where we really got to start paying attention to this because it's getting kind of crazy.
That's the thing with us as adults. When you're children, you really don't you don't see any color, but as we become adults, that's when everything is starting to be learned and taught to us as far as color.
Yeah,
but really. But are you going to get into this Bob McDonald? Or do we have a caller? Oh, we got a caller.
Yeah, we have a caller. We've got Fancy calling in. She had a comment about the two men being incarcerated for 30 years. Okay, Fancy, you're on live with the Pajama Party. Welcome.
Welcome. I was just making a comment living here in North Carolina myself that I heard that story, and I did find it a little ridiculous that they spent 30 years, and you were commenting about them being a little slow, and it was kind of crazy because now they don't know what to do. Like, you know, spending those many years behind bars, and they come out to a society where they're lost. They don't know what to do now at this point.
Yeah, you're right. I saw the report on the news when they were being put in a car to go home. They didn't even know how to fasten the seat belts, how they worked in the car, because it was the kind that you got to pull out and it comes out and across. And they were like, okay, can somebody do this? Because they had no clue.
Amazing.
Wow. So they were teenagers?
That's
well, they were teenagers when they were arrested, but now it's been 30 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to have to make a lot of adjustments to catch up.
Yeah. Technology.
Yeah, and with the modern technology, they probably don't know nothing about a computer or anything else. So their life was basically wasted 30 years of their life, and they can't get that back.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to sue.
They should.
They probably
just
happy to be
happy. Yeah, yeah.
They might
be.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right,
Miss
Fancy.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, keep listening. All right. I'm going to put you back on hold so you can listen to the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Mm. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, we're going to go into another story. We're going to talk about Bob McDaniel. Is that how you pronounce the name?
Bob McDonald?
McDonald. See, Red Wine is our... He's our resident intellect.
No, it's just because they piss me off.
Bob McDonald, he's a former, and I say very formal. He just was governor, you know, last year.
Yeah.
Okay? And he was found guilty on 11 charges of public corruption,
mm-hmm.
which was tied to him and his wife's relationship with a donor named Johnny R. Williams, Sr., Maureen McDaniel was convicted of 9 of the 13 counts that she was facing.
Wow.
Sentence is scheduled for January 6th, which was something you should probably tune into because it's amazing how the ex-governor of Virginia and his wife and the trial brought out a lot of scandal concerning their marriage. You know, the gentleman Williams who was giving him money for all kind of $150,000 loans and vacation and gave their children elaborate weddings and Rolexes. apparently the wife was rolling. The wife was running up into Williams. I think Williams was. Give me a disclaimer real quick so I can talk about this.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay, we back?
Yes, we're back.
All right, now, Governor McDonald,
mm-hmm.
his wife was fucking a dog shit out of Williams, who was the donor of the money, okay? And it came out in court. They were denying it, but kind of find out she was an ex-cheerleader for the
Redskins,
Washington Redskins. So she was a freakazoid from way back. So, you know, so it just goes to show you that the trial brought out all kinds of, you know, situations in their marriage, and it was just, and the governor used to wear his hair used to be like straight comb. He's had a $250 haircut, but during the trial his shit was fucked up. His hair used to be, every hair was in place, but during the trial that hair was jacked up.
They said they were in there crying like a baby when they first guilty came out.
Yeah,
when they start calling out the counts and they said on this such and such account guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them were sitting there blubbering like
that. Yeah. And like I said, the gentleman Williams who was kicking out the money, you know, nothing, he didn't get convicted of any. He didn't even have to go to trial. But he was running up in that coochie like crazy, you know, right in front of the governor's eyes.
It would appear that way.
With all this spending and running and lavishly and money, who the fuck was doing any work in the fucking governor's mansion?
I guess they weren't.
Was anybody working? Everybody was just spending money and fucking. Isn't it crazy? In Virginia now. The creme de la creme. Now you rise to Virginia, speed.
They're
going to pull your ass over. You know,
and
not Virginia.
Commonwealth,
the Commonwealth. They're the creme de la creme. Oh, we're the shit.
They Commonwealth is.
Yeah, and the leaders is just being buck wild, spending money.
Buck wild.
Doing their thing. But anyway, that's how society is, you know.
Right.
Don't let that surface shit fool you, because deep down inside, it's scandalous as hell.
Anybody got any comments?
Yeah, give us a call. Help us out with this topic here. The ex-governor who just left office in January. Wasn't he just left?
Yeah,
something like
that.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
914-803-4306. Give us a holler. Let us know, you know, what you feel about the stories that we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a little CC break. Or what are we going to do?
All right, we can do that.
All right.
And we'll be right back.
Yeah, right.
This is the Pajama Party coming to you live. What's on your mind? Call us on 914-803-4306. Got an opinion or just want to say hello to the crew? Hello! You know what to do. Call 914-803-4306. If you just want to listen to the show online, go to www.apajamaparty.com and click the banner in the upper right corner. But if you want to talk to the crew, you need to call us on 914-803-4306. 4306 and press 1. We'll get to your call as soon as possible. It's nothing but fun and a pillow fight every Friday night at the Pajama Party. And remember, PJs only, no clothes allowed. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Bartender, another round for the house. Thank you, darling.
Yeah, welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on?
And Red Wine.
Hey.
What else we got, Kettle? What's going on next?
We got a story I reported about a month ago. Remember the South Carolina young boy, 16 years old, that wore makeup at the DMV? Well,
oh, yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah, South Carolina boy sues over makeup removal for driver's license photo. His mom says that he was ordered to remove his makeup when he had to take the photograph for the DMV. So they filed a lawsuit.
What kind of makeup was he wearing? What's the story?
Hey, look, probably.
No, I saw it on the news. It's basically a homegirl look.
All right.
He basically dresses, he wears girl's clothes and wears makeup like a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a, that's him.
Mm-hmm. Transgender.
Yeah.
Can you
explain
real quick?
Uh-oh, boy. Got to hit him with this. Papa, he's in rare form tonight.
I see.
Only 16. His name is Chase Culpepper.
Mm-hmm.
He regularly wears
makeup. The following
makeup.
Program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
All
right. He's a...
Did he go tits?
No. Yeah, he didn't look like it when I saw the story on television.
He looks like a nice transgender. I mean, hey.
A nice transgender.
Oh, he looked pretty. When he had on his makeup and everything, he had on a cute little top and
pretty,
all.
Pretty girl boy.
He looked pretty as a girl.
Wow. What's his name?
His name is Chase. Chase Culpepper.
Wow.
16 years old.
And he wanted to take his license picture as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And DMV was like, no.
No,
we're not allowing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was odd. DMV, I didn't know DMV would roll like that.
I didn't either.
Really? All the other motherfuckers that take pictures every day for a driver's license, how'd they even know?
Exactly.
Wait a minute, I guess he was too pretty for him, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess
that's
so.
What brought the attention.
Too pretty for the kid.
Park.
I guess
DMV
was like, no, we're not having that.
There'll be none of that in here, nope.
Yep. DMV said, none of that in here, nope.
Well, he going to get his just due because he about to sue him and spank that, you know what.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Whip
yep.
it.
Yep. So we got a little bit of entertainment news going on.
Yeah, it's all kind of stuff happening in the entertainment world.
Yeah. We got Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Warbrow tied the knot.
Wow.
In St. Charles, Illinois.
I feel so
Why
can
they go to
man.
A tropical damn island or something? What
I
the hell?
Don't know.
You know what?
He's
so
a
many
steady
guys,
man.
So many guys today that one.
I think you got a hot for Jenny. Is that what it is?
Hell, every person that dated her said that she was a fucking Looney Tune.
And
why the fuck that guy brought the farm, I don't understand.
What's the funny guy used to date her?
Jim Carrey said she was off her fucking rocker.
Yeah.
Then she dated the guy, the linebacker from the Chicago Bears.
I forgot his
name. They dropped like a hot potato.
She moved to Chicago to move in with him for a couple of weeks, and he sent that ass back to L.A.
Ooh.
Both of them had one answer for her.
Yeah. No. It was crazy. And then, you know, I guess, you know, maybe he had a sense of a little taming remedy for her. But she's off the chain. You know, she's a...
Donnie must have had something for her.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe she got something for his ass.
Uh-oh.
Well, time will tell.
Yeah.
Then we got
LeBron James and his wife celebrated their first year anniversary.
Along with
John Legend, his wife. It's been a whole year already?
Yes, it's been a year.
Wow. It's
Celebrate the View. Guess who's coming to the View?
Who's that?
Rosie Perez.
And her titties?
And political analyst Nicole Wallace. They joined the cast of the View. That should be interesting.
I wonder how long that Rosie's going to last.
Oh, Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, there's two Rosies.
She's coming back?
Yeah.
Of course.
We already covered that.
Oh, Lord.
Rosie O'Donnell.
And
Rosie, got
Rosie
Perez.
Her voice.
Thank you.
It's going to be a battle of the Rosies.
Oh, Lord. Then, of course, you know, we got to report on Kim Kardashian.
What has she done now?
Old news for the British GQ cover. On the cover. They named Woman of the Year.
She's the most money-making.
You know what?
I got to give it to you. She is the most money-making, no job half the motherfucker I've ever seen.
Hey, whatever works.
She ain't punching no clock. She's clocking dollars.
She said she was excited for the photo shoot, but not until she dropped the baby weight and got her figure back. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, new news in the Dancing with the Stars.
Hey, get your dance on.
Alfonso Ribeiro. That's Carlton from The Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
He's
Michael
Jackson.
It's not unusual to be loved.
Oh, Lord. Journalist and activist Tavis Smiley.
What?
Tavis Smiley's coming to
look, I might even take your spot there. I'm just saying. Tavis Smiley, come on.
Teaching Chong?
I think so.
They blew the dust and the weed off of him?
You think he'll bring a couple of nickel bags?
He gonna have to dance? Oh, my gosh. Really?
I'm still really in about Tavis Smiley.
Yeah.
I've always.
I don't know which one is crazy, a Tavis or Charm.
And wait a minute, designer Bessie Johnson.
What, her crazy self?
Look, I guess Macy's, the people with the red top, they must have fired her ass. And
oh,
my God. She said she had to get another job.
All she does is cartwheels and slips. What's she going to do?
And,
she's a designer. Fashion designer.
Yeah. And athlete Lolo Jones.
Oh, she was on the Olympics.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So let's get ready for that. Dance with the Stars.
Oh, my goodness.
Check this out. Apple, they got another security breach again.
Yeah, again.
Allowed hackers to grab new photos of celebrities because they didn't have a lockout on how many times they tried to guess the password. The hell?
Yeah, apparently people could just keep trying to get your password over and over and over and over. And they didn't have a lockout to stop you. Like, you know, most systems, after three times, it locks you out.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have that set in place, so people just kept trying. Apparently, the hackers kept trying until they got it.
That's stupid.
And they got a hold of new photos of some celebrities. Who'd they get this time?
What, the new celebrities?
Yeah.
Which Jennifer
celebrity?
Lawrence and Kate Upton.
Oh, boy.
Kate Upton.
That's
straight
up and down. She's
butt-ass naked all over the
internet
anyway.
What the hell is
the secret?
Oh, I'm thinking about the
daggone
twins.
Oh, you're thinking about Ashley and Mary. What's her name? Mary Kate and Ashley?
Nah.
No, nobody wants to see that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And Nancy O'Dell. We're over her.
Nancy O'Dell.
You sure that's not your
that's my girl.
Your secret love?
Oh, please. Yeah, I think we just overheard.
From
E.T.?
You came
with
tonight?
You
got some new pictures
there? No. Look, I ain't know. Uh-oh. I'm going to let y'all fight over
there.
I got one on Justin Bieber.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, you know, he's 20 now. He was
arrested.
Yeah. He's almost grown.
He's still an old man.
I got shoes over
him. Well, he was arrested on an assault charge for driving, dangerously driving an ATV. It collided with a minivan, and this happened up in Ontario, Canada, last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So after all that happened, his lawyer claims that he was trying to escape the paparazzi.
Mm.
And check this out. He was with his girlfriend again, Selena Gomez.
Oh.
Now,
off and
that
on,
was
off
dead,
and on.
Rotten, and forgotten.
Nah.
Apparently, that's back on
it's
again.
It's secret like Rihanna and, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all it comes down to is now it looks like it's a possibility that he's, because he's already on probation in L.A. for that whole egging incident.
Oh, Lord.
So it's up to this California judge to decide whether or not his probation will be revoked based on these new charges.
Interesting.
So we shall see what happens with that.
We shall see. But check this out. The women in Hollywood, they're making more money than the men.
What?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Sofia Vergara. She's the top-notch winner for the third
Modern Family.
Yeah.
All right, girl,
yeah,
get your money.
She's doing that. She has her own perfume.
Yeah, she has something at Kmart, right?
Something like that.
What is it? Not lingerie. It's linens.
Oh, okay.
I think she has linen, a line of linens or something.
Wow.
Towels and
sheets. Guess
how
much? How many million is she making?
Oh, gosh. A lot.
What do you think, Papa?
I would say about 20.
What do you think, Rewind?
10.
Put them two together.
30 million?
37.
Woo!
In 1 year?
Yeah, that's it. 1 year. Third year running.
I guess that whole female glass ceiling shit is over.
Uh-uh. Woo! Watch out, man.
Okay.
Then we got Mariska Hargitay. Uh-uh. She's doing pretty good with the Law and Order series. She's making 13 mil.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
then,
like her.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
She's a daughter of some famous celebrities from back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I read
sure
that one.
Mother.
I forgot.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
And get back with you on that. I know that she's, her mother and father are famous.
Yeah, I know her mom is. I'm not sure about the dad. Mm-hmm. And then top three.
There it is. It's like black men. Fucking dad is always, oh yeah, mom is cool. I don't know about dad. Dad is fucking whatever. He's a fucking sperm donor. What are you going to do?
And the lady doing the Priceline commercials. Kaylee Cuoco.
Oh yeah, Kaylee Cuoco.
Cuoco, yeah.
Cuoco.
She's making 11 mil.
She's getting paid. Cause she's on the Big Bang Theory.
Oh,
and she does the Priceline commercial.
Damn,
don't hate.
I don't care about
so
that.
California,
that's where the money is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
we're recording from the gateway. We're at the gateway of the West, the little horseshoe. You know, look at St. Louis. There's a little gateway, a little thing. We're on the top of Archway in St. Louis, Missouri. We're overlooking Ferguson.
Uh-oh.
Just to monitor this shit and make sure, you know, everybody doing their thing.
We going out and get some
like
pies?
Like you're supposed to.
From Sweetie Pies?
Yeah, Sweetie Pies. We're up here with Sweetie Pies. Who's the other brother? Nelly.
Right
Nelly's
here.
Nelly's from here. You got Frederick Entertainer. He's from here.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, we're meeting with them when we get out of here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they don't cancel them.
Yeah.
We're going to interview with them.
But but lastly but not least on the entertainment news, condolences to Joan Rivers' family. Her funeral is this Sunday. Joan previously said in a joke that when she died, she wants to be buried in a Valentino gown.
All right.
And have Harry Winston make her a diamond toe tag.
Toe tag.
With
tag.
Meryl Streep frying in five different accents.
Five accents.
That shit was funny. You know what a toe tag is? That's what hangs off of you when you land in the fucking morgue.
That's right.
She want that toe tag customized. That motherfucker's down.
That's my nigga. Can't get no bigger. And she also said a fan to make her hair blow in the casket, just like Beyonce.
I know that's right.
I ain't mad at you, Ms.
And
Jones.
Some effects. Yeah,
and ironically, she passed away on Beyonce's 33rd birthday.
Wow.
September 4th.
But I love the fact that she wants a customized toe tag.
There
you like
my
that.
My girl.
I know that's right.
All right, Lampy.
Oh,
button naked, cold as hell. But that toe tag is blinging like a motherfucker.
I know that's right. On that note, we're going to take a little break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break and come back with the...
We're going to come back with something. With you, Papa. Yeah.
What's
up?
We'll be right back.
All right.
Does your gray hair make you look much older than you really are? Do Boy Scouts try to help you cross the street? Don't waste your time with messy hair colors that won't last. Wigs will just make your hair sweat. What you need is a permanent solution. You need
Gray Beat Gone. Gray Beat Gone
burns your gray hairs right down to the root. No more coloring with
Gray Be Gone.
Simply apply Gray Be Gone with the heat-protected gloves to your entire scalp. When you feel the burning, the gray hairs are being fried right on your head. After the procedure, just stick your head in a bucket of ice water to cool the burning, and just like that, no more gray hairs. You might have bald spots and burns where the gray used to be, but that's a whole different problem. Gray Be Gone will solve your gray hair problem once and for all.
Gray Be Gone.
Get yours today and make that gray go away.
All right, we're back here with the pajama party. What we got next?
You, Bob.
Me.
You,
yeah.
Me?
It's time for What's Poppin'.
What's Poppin'? Okay. What's Poppin'? The topic I want to talk about tonight is, wow, let's go back to the police. I don't want to be an old story, but this is going to be interesting, so peep this here. You know, it has been known and verified, and I'm glad that some of our really smart people are really looking at the root cause of all this stuff. What's happening is that when the police are called, a lot of police that are untrained and don't have sensitivity training or anything, they're being led by what's told to them from the dispatcher. You know, the person will call and say, I got this black guy sitting on my steps. I got this black guy walking. And all of a sudden, a police of maybe a Caucasian nature will follow up on the way that the call was made to him. And he, instead of him diffusing it when he gets there or acting like officer friendly to figure out what's happening, he takes the attitude of this black guy and all the stigmas that go with black people, and he goes into that situation like a bull in a damn china shop, you know? Mm-hmm. And he just, you know, he just rounds up everybody like he's wired up for somebody, you know? And that's what's happening. You know, instead of him being on a level of trying to defuse the situation, keep the peace, authority allows you to generate peace. But if you're going to take authority and generate aggressiveness, then everybody else is going to generate aggressiveness with you. People are only going to be, you know, as it goes, as the saying goes, you know, if for every action there's even an opposite reaction. So if the police step to people in a negative and in a violent way, most people are going to react violent because some people stand up for what they believe in, like myself. If I was a slave, I'd been a dead fucking slave. You know what I mean? It's just that simple. Some people roll over. Some people are passive. And some people have an aggressive nature where they don't take no shit. Well, Rick, we need a disclaimer. Now we're going to just go on with this. Anyway, now what I'm saying in a nutshell is that when we talk about police sensitivity training, which means that you being the authority figure, you see, you got to, in order for you to diffuse something, you got to have style and flavor, you know? And these are some of the things that police don't possess. They don't possess style, flavor, swagger. You know what I mean? This is the shit they've been getting niggas pussy for years.
Woo!
Style, flavor, and swagger. If you ain't got that shit, you ain't getting laid.
Uh-oh.
So you damn sure can't defuse the situation if you ain't got the same shit as he can get you some pussy. You understand what I'm saying? Give me a disclaimer so I can talk shit about
the following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
There you go. Now, you understand what I'm saying? I'm only talking with coarse words and belligerent language just to make my story sound better. But deep down inside, with all seriousness, you got to have style, swagger, flavor when you go in these black neighborhoods. And they have that because you see white guys, when they go in parties where black people are, they trying to act black. So they know what to do around us. But no, they want to act authoritatory when they're in their little uniform, when they should act a little more. So you got the gun, for God's sake. So why the hell are you aggressive? You know what I mean? Shit. You got the piece. You got the bullets to back up all the shit. You got the best hand. So what I'm saying is that the whole sensitivity flavor on things is that police need to come to our community and defuse the situation. Use your authority to keep the peace. You know, find some type of reasoning in the situation and then move on. Get out of the project. Once you settle that situation, get out of it. Don't call your white fucking cop partners and all this shit. And now y'all powwowing in the project. Give me a fucking break. You don't want to live there. Why the fuck are you powwowing there? You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? That's what's popping tonight with me. I got a segment later on coming on called Living for the City where I'm going to get even deeper with some other stuff.
Right.
So, anyway.
Right, Papa. What you got, Red One? You got something going on over there? Yeah, tonight I'm just saying, I came across something, you know, last week we talked about something happening with the school system and basically doing things to accommodate the students, making them soft, I think. So tonight, I wanted to talk about a story I came across out of Canada where there's an elementary school that is completely just about banning homework. And they're saying that they're banning homework because the administrators are saying that they want to minimize the pressure on the parents and the students. And I'm just trying to understand, like, really, are you trying to minimize the pressure on the parents and the students by getting rid of the homework?
Mm-hmm.
So does this mean that whatever the kids get during the school day, that's all they get?
Mm-hmm.
There's no more homework to reinforce any of this. Now, Canada, another area in Canada is saying that they banned homework 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and their test grades have gone up. Students' grades have gone up. Everything is going up, and they're doing so much better.
Right.
Now, I don't know how they're rating all that or how they're testing it, and maybe that does work for them. But they're saying they want to see this as a model that might carry across to other areas, other schools. I'm concerned about that because the whole point to me of homework is to reinforce what you've learned in school and so that your parents can see what you're doing
right.
in school. Now, if you take away the homework, when you get home from school and your parents say, "What'd you do today?" the average kid is going to probably say, "Nothing much,
yeah.
nothing new,
cool.
all the usual." You know, but they aren't going to have anything to show you.
Right. I think as a teacher, I think the teacher doesn't want all the homework because they don't want to correct it.
And see, that's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that if anybody is being relieved of pressure, it's the teachers because they don't want to have to grade all these papers because they have to do this stuff on their own time,
right.
which I do think is terribly unfair. teachers don't get paid for those hours outside of the classroom where they have to grade these papers and log all the grades and everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
They do it on their own time, and that's definitely not right.
Right.
So really, who is the pressure being taken off of up there in Canada? Is it really the parents and the students, or is it the teachers?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying that it sounds like a crock of crap to me, and I think you're letting people off way too easy when it comes down to who needs to be doing their homework and is this really a good thing or not.
Right.
Honestly, in my opinion, and granted, I'm not a teacher, I'm not an administrator, none of that. I had kids in school, and I can say that having homework for them was a good thing. Now, if they take away homework, I don't know what that's going to do to the learning process, but as a parent, if anybody out there has kids in school, I would be concerned that this might take off and catch on. So I'm just saying I don't think it's a good idea. I think that these people need to fall back on that idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, it's just my opinion. I'm just saying.
Mm-mm. Might put them on the kissing list.
I think so.
Give us a call. You got any comments on that? 914-803-4306 or catch us on apajamaparty.com.
Yeah, just give us a call. Talk to us. You know, you can talk about anything. You got to be the particular subject we're talking about. Yeah, you know, we talk so much shit. We don't even know what we talked about last. Call and give us some new ideas. Tell us what we may want to talk about. We'll talk about what's on your mind that you think maybe next week we should focus on.
Yeah.
We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back here in a moment.
You're in tune to the Late Night Adult Pajama Party right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a production of DC Homegrown Entertainment. To share your opinion with the Pajama Party crew, call us on 914-803-4306 and press 1. If you'd rather just listen in, you can still call us and listen on your phone, or you can listen online by going to our website, www.apajamaparty.com, and clicking the Listen banner in the top right corner. So join the conversation and let us know what you think about tonight's topics or whatever is on your mind. Okay, who turned the lights off? Call us now, 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party.
Yeah, welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on?
And Red Wine.
Yo ho! About to get down with this Jack Daniel's, honey.
Yo
ho! And a bottle of rum.
Yeah,
anyway,
you ain't drinking no rum.
We sipping and chilling. You know, it's Friday night all over the world, and
5 o'clock somewhere.
5 o'clock somewhere. So relax. You know, when you listen to the Pajama Party, we want you to get into a mode where you can just relax yourself and let yourself be free. I know you worked all week, or you may be working tonight or tomorrow night, because the job market is not Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, like a lot of people think it is. It's 3 to 11. It's overnight, 11 to 7. People working all kind of hours.
Mm,
so
yeah.
If you have a moment
working
to be with us, we appreciate
7.
It. That's right. You can be out there selling
you.
That ass.
I ain't messing with you.
You could be just
saying.
Leaving out the door.
Uh-huh.
Just get in before the sun come up.
Just tell me which
that's
corner.
That's what I heard.
Look, I'm working my corner red wine.
Okay,
man.
We can just back. Stay off of mine.
Mm-hmm. Back up, man.
Mm-hmm.
What we got, Papa? We got some weird
don't
news going on.
I ain't all working too hard. Anyway, weird news coming up. What's the weird news?
Got the man deliberately ruined his $1 million car? What kind of shit is that? Texas authorities said a man admitted to driving his Bugatti into the waters of the Gulf of Mexico so he could collect the insurance money. Check this out. His sentence has been scheduled. He faces up to 20 years. Is that some crazy crap or
that
what?
That is crazy.
Bugatti is a little more than $1 million, but I guess the insurance was $1 million on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That
so
was
what
crazy.
Is that, like insurance fraud?
I guess so. You're doing 20 years.
Oh, Lord.
But I got a crazy, crazy one. Police methadone lace underwear led to death.
What? Say that again. Methadone
lace underwear led to somebody's death.
From wearing them?
Police say Kentucky prisoner on a day-long furlough is accused of soaking his underwear with methadone before returning to jail. Now, he reports a fellow cellmate ingested parts of the underwear.
What?
Don't ask me why. I don't know what the freak that
was. His cellmate was eating his drawers.
Yeah.
Or eating his drawers to get to his Johnson.
Look, my name Benny ain't in it.
I'm trying to find out what's happening with this.
I don't understand.
So the underwear
they didn't get
was
no more details.
Mess.
Mm-hmm.
The cellmate ran across his drawers.
Yeah.
Was licking or eating, biting, swallowing, whatever his drawers.
Yeah.
They said ingested, so he had
ingested,
to eat them.
Yeah.
Ate it, swallowed it.
And he died.
He was looking at my foot.
Woo-wee.
Must have
been some.
I ain't never had nobody let me draw.
Must have been some serious draws.
I don't know. That's some serious bootleg.
I don't know if there was some Fruit of the Looms or what. What you got, Red Wine? I'm gonna laugh on that one for a little while.
Yeah, I'm gonna hand that one over to you.
This one's crazy. Weird news. Female trio smuggled stolen watches in their vaginas. What? Please.
Three watches.
Yeah. I don't know what their Rolex or what their Rolex. Well, they might kind of hurt up in
so
there.
So why were they hiding them in their vaginas?
Three Nevada women accused of flirting their way into their victim's hotel room. Trinity Kennard, 23, she managed to hide her male victim's Rolex watch inside her private area as she and Miss Warren, 23, and Miss Triggs, tried to flee the Encore Hotel Casino. That's crazy. These watches were worth $4,000 and up to $12,000. They were putting them in their vajayjay? Man, I hope it wasn't no Rolex for. Those Rolex got some diamonds up in there, don't they? Them diamonds going to be encrusted. Wait a minute. It says two of the women began performing sex acts on the men. The men were apparently not distracted enough because they noticed their watches were missing after they removed from the sexual encounters, police said. Lord have mercy.
That is crazy.
Yes.
Well, we have a caller on the line.
Okay.
We have Naked on the line.
Oh, come on, Naked.
Come on, Naked. You're on live with the Pajama Party. Good evening.
Yeah, that's my first name, but you didn't ask me the whole name. Until you ask me the whole name, it's going to make sense. Naked Creole Chef, that's me.
Oh, okay. All right, Naked
okay.
Creole Chef.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. I just want to call and say that it sounds like y'all having a really good time. And I've listened to your show before, and I really appreciate everything that you're doing, the topics that you're talking about, and the knowledge that you have to give to your audience.
Thank you. So I just want to ask you this. Sounds like being a naked Creole chef sounds kind of dangerous. You all right?
I'm always good.
Uh-uh.
Baby, you just drink a little bourbon. Let me tell you, you start off with a shot of bourbon, and it's all smooth sailing from there. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Watch out.
I have to keep that in mind.
Well, I'm starting.
That's right. That's how we do it down in the Gulf Coast, baby. Mm-hmm.
All right, baby. Uh-oh. I love the Gulf Coast. You ain't saying nothing but a word.
Uh-oh.
You working these girls.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking
well,
about.
Well, I love y'all. I love what y'all doing.
Thank you.
All right, Naked.
Yeah, I just wanted to lift y'all up.
Okay.
That's a nice name. My man.
All right, we appreciate you. We're going to put you back on hold so you can continue to listen to the show. Thank you so much.
All right. Love y'all.
All right. Thanks.
Love you too.
All right. Take care now.
All right. Where are we going now? Naked Creole Chef got me thinking.
Uh-oh. I've been thinking.
I did a segment 1 week called Women Are the New Men. Listen to our archive. I love the segment where it's called Women Are the New Men. You see this shit? He got him going. See that
Hey.
A little swagger.
Hey. Ain't nothing wrong with a naked chef.
See that? These women are dripping up in this fucking studio.
Look, what you cooking,
they're
naked
fucking
chef?
Dripping up in the studio.
That's right. What's on the menu?
Okay, they become the new men. They going to fucking her grow some penises
some
up in this motherfucker.
Oh, get out of here.
Don't hate Papa D. We getting a little attention tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the attention.
Yeah, they're getting attention.
He mad.
Don't be scared.
Don't do your thing.
Okay. Well, I got the. I guess I'm on next. It's me with the Hollywood wrap up. We got the Taraji. She left prime time to do this new movie called No Good Deed.
She's not doing First Avengers no more?
No. They done shot him up bang bang. Yeah.
So is the show still on? That's one of my favorite
it's
shows.
It's still on, but yeah. She's
yeah, without her.
Who they
yeah.
say? Mary J. Blige or somebody?
No, no.
No, they got some other European woman is on there now.
Okay. Yeah. It's not the same, Papa. I know. You're not going to watch it no more,
that
right?
That was my show. First Avengers. Very intellectual show.
It was.
Yeah, it was
you
got
to have some intelligence to watch that show. You can't be an idiot watching that.
But I think they kind of changed the writers a little bit. But Taraji, she's a devoted wife and mother of two. She lives an ideal life that takes a dramatic turn when her home and children are threatened by this guy named Colin, which is Idris Elba.
That's really
Watch out there. Watch out there.
They
do say he's a charming stranger who smooth talks his way into her house.
Built like a brick shit house.
Claiming, claiming car trouble. So if he knocks on the door right here claiming car trouble, you going to let him in?
I let him in.
I'm quite sure.
I called Triple A. Idris Elba.
Okay. The unexpected invitation leaves her and her family terrorized and fighting for survival. So you still gonna let him in?
Oh, he plays a bad guy. Well, maybe not. Can I just look at him through the peephole?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. I just look at him through the peephole and say, "I'm so sorry, but you're a bad man. I can't let you in." But can I take a picture? Stand right there.
See what I'm saying? But on a lighter note, we have one called Dolphin Tale 2. They had number one. Did you see the first one?
No, I missed that one.
Oh, I missed it too. I guess you can get on Redbox for $1, I guess.
Okay.
This one is Dolphin Tale 2 contains the story of the brave dolphin Winter, whose miraculous rescue and recovery thanks to a groundbreaking prosthetic tail made
a prosthetic dolphin tail?
Yeah. Made her a symbol of hope and perseverance to people around the world and inspired the 2011 family hit movie Dolphin Tale. Yeah.
Wow.
They have Harry Connick Jr. again, Morgan Freeman, that's my man.
Oh, Morgan Freeman, okay.
Ashley Judge, Chris Christopherson.
Chris Christopherson?
Mm-hmm. Where he been at?
Girl, I didn't even know he was still around.
I didn't either. He a handsome fella. And a few more other ones. Yeah. So that should be a pretty interesting drama, kids, and it's a family movie. So Dolphin Tale 2, that'll be out next week with Good Deeds also. So you Taraji P. Henson fans, if you're looking for, she's not gone. She's not dead. She's in Good Deeds with Idris Elba.
Okay.
So,
I heard that.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out.
Right. I guess when we come back, what are we going to do? The our new drink recipe?
What else? We got that, or is it Living for the City? Is it time for Living for the City? You know, I wait for that one.
I don't think.
Let's do a drink.
Yeah, the old flame recipe.
Every week we feature a drink that we put together, whatever whatever you want to do, you know. But we suggest that when you listen to the show to relax, you know why? You've had a hard week, so when you listen to the pajama party, put in your pajamas, get naked, whatever you want to do, because we're not into the fucking work boots and all the rest of that bullshit.
Yeah.
No monkey suits.
That's
three-piece
suits. I wear work boots,
pants,
but I don't have nothing on, Papa.
Oh, I want to
show
the whole
that.
Different look.
Oh, okay, okay.
I tell you, women were the new men, okay? They talk more shit and hornier than we've ever been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay? They try to get in for
yada,
a
yada,
long
yada,
time.
Yada.
Exactly. Yada,
listen
yada,
to them. You hear?
Yada.
Just take a little keen ear and listen to the female persuasion on how they roll today.
Go to commercial. Papa talking too much.
Yeah,
the dial is up on 914-803-4306.
Now they're going to diss me.
Or apajamaparty.com. Love you, Papa.
What's your opinion? We want to know on the late night adult pajama party. Call us now on 914-803-4306 and tell us if you agree or disagree or if you don't care one way or the other. If you've been waiting all week to tell somebody what's on your mind, now is your chance. Dial 914-803-4306. 888-4306 and press 1 to speak with the Pajama Party live on the air. To listen to the show online, go to www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen banner on the top right. If you'd like to advertise your business with us, get in touch on www.apajamaparty.com. So call us now on 914-803-4306 and press 1. We will get to you as quick as we can. Now, back to the Pajama Party Live.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey.
And Red Wine.
You.
And we were talking about how horny they were.
No, we weren't. Right. You were talking about
we're here talking about this hell. Drink here.
They get their shit off.
Come on, Red Wine. Come on, Red
Wine. Yeah, well, I wanted
to
talk about...
I'm going to the store. Done? They're going to get some Johnson.
Okay. We're going to talk about the cocktail of the week, Papa Didi.
All right, cocktail of the week.
This time, this week, the cocktail of the week is a drink called the Old Flame.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everybody's had an Old Flame before, but maybe not quite like
right,
this.
Right, now go in your bar now. We need you to get these ingredients. You probably got it in your bar.
Okay, so to make an Old Flame, you use 1 ounce of Bombay Sapphire Gin.
It's in the light blue.
Yeah, in the blue bottle.
Blue bottle.
You use that. I just happened to see a picture of it before.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You use a half an ounce of Martini and Rossi sweet vermouth,
mm-hmm.
a quarter ounce of Campari bitters, a half an ounce of Cointreau orange liqueur, and 1.5 ounces of fresh orange juice. So you take all those ingredients and you shake them up really well, and then you want to chill it and strain it into a chilled cocktail glass. And garnish it with a flamed orange peel.
Flamed.
That's like you take a piece of orange peel and then take your lighter and you just kind of heat it up a little bit to release all of the oils from the peeling.
Mm.
The skin of the orange, it releases the oils when you heat
it. Now, you see how when you ask the alcoholic some shit, you can get an immediate response.
That's coming from watching Food Network.
Yeah, watching my
after
you ass.
Did we start chanting or
watching
something?
My
yeah.
ass.
After you light the orange peel, you say, oh.
Yeah.
And then you put the orange peel in the glass as your garnishment, and you serve it.
Ooh.
Don't forget to say,
Now, this drink is about 42 proof, so you don't want to have probably more than one of those unless you're trying to reignite an old flame with an old flame. Then you might want to have two.
I'm saying
if you want to reignite the flame of the old flame, you might want to have two.
Okay.
Otherwise, you might want to just have one of these and see how you do with it.
Yeah,
but this is very, very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you go try it, I think you might like it.
All right, now. I know. It was nice. So if you didn't like your old flame, you'll like this old flame.
That's right. You might have kicked that other old flame to the curb, but I think you'll like this one.
I know that's right.
Red wine, you got it going on.
I'm just saying.
Old flame
you got it going on.
What are we going on? To the kitchen list? Oh, Lord.
No, we got to live in
for
the city.
Oh, come on, Bobby. Come on, Living. Uh-oh, he going to break it down.
Living for the city.
We need to put any disclaimers on? What's up?
Do we need to do that?
No.
Oh, okay. You good?
I'm good.
All right. Well, let's get that living for the city. You going to break it down and tell people what that is?
Yeah, I'm going to break it down first. Do a little brief synopsis of it.
A boy is born in hot down Mississippi.
Oh, see.
Yeah, sing it, Stevie.
Come on, Stevie. Come on, Papa. You coming in here?
Yeah. Living for the city. This is when you have not levied yourself to society as a whole. It means you're living in the abyss of where you are, your neighborhood, your surroundings. You're comfortable with your surroundings. The world is big and it's round. You need to get your ass out there. Okay? And there's a negative side of it. You got, let's say you have three generations of a family that's on public assistance. Three generations. Your grandmama, child. Okay. People that just sit back and live in filth all day long, don't clean shit. Just living, you know? People that use the EBT card, which is back when I was younger, it was called food stamps. his EBT card. Use everything for the EBT card except the fucking supermarket. Okay.
EBT.
Use it everywhere else but the supermarket. But tonight, I'm going to focus on, we're going to take Living for a City a little deeper. We're going to get out of the lower aspect of it. And let's talk about the middle class people. Okay, and how fucked up they are sometimes. Where's the disclaimer?
Uh-oh.
Red one.
Where's the disclaimer?
You tell the engineer to pick a disclaimer on here. All right, we're going to spend just a couple minutes on middle-class people and how fucked up they are.
Mm-hmm. You going to break it down tonight?
I'm going to break it down because you know what? I'm tired of people acting like they're the shit when they don't realize that there's another aspect to life that they're not even aware of.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay. Now.
Break it down, Papa Didi.
Here we go. Let's take a state, for example. See, the governor is what distributes monies, budget, to different counties and municipalities and what have you. Now, let's take New Jersey, for example. Let's take a state that everybody's aware of. Now, mind you, the fact that the capital of New Jersey is Trenton. We won't even list that as being a capital. But let's just use Trenton, because Trenton falls into this rim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got Trenton, Newark, and Camden. Now, these are three cities that are always in the news when it comes to black folks, crime, whatever. Okay? I'm going to repeat them again. Trenton, Newark, and Camden. Now, we have people on the other side that live in places like Cherry Hill, Montclair, and Princeton. Now, they will look at Trenton, Newark, and Camden like they're lower than whale shit. Okay? You know what whale shit is?
And lower than
that means that when a whale shits, his shit goes to the bottom of the ocean. That's why people say you're lower than whale shit. That means whale shit just descends further and further down to the bottom of the ocean. So if you're lower than whale shit, you're pretty fucking low.
That's low.
That's low. Okay.
How low can you go?
Lower than fucking red wine talking shit and kettle. So what I'm saying that there's another society called high society, which is where people that got real money. Like the east side of New York, for example, where people walk around wearing regular clothes, but these motherfuckers got mad dough stashed. Okay, Beverly Hills, California. I mean, there's a lot of little communities that are Bel Air. You know, there's different communities that's got mad dough. And I say all that to say that places like Bel Air and Beverly Hills and the east side of New York, you know, we on the Jeffersons, we're moving on up to the east side, okay? That's right. You remember Asherman Simpson? He wanna live in a high rise.
Yeah.
Way up on the east side. Anyway, the east side of New York is where the dough is. Not the Penn Station side of town.
Mm-mm.
That's the west side. We talking about Grand Central fucking Station.
Well.
Wall Street, if you will, okay? The Waldorf Astoria. Remember fucking Coming to America?
Coming to America.
I'm
that's
staying
right
at the Waldorf.
Do not alert him of my
presence. All that shit's on the east side. So what I'm saying is that while middle class people are saying, oh, I live in Cherry Hill. I live in Montclair. I live in Princeton. Oh, fuck you Trenton, New Jersey motherfuckers. Fuck you Camden motherfuckers. Fuck you Newark motherfuckers. There are people that are even higher than all of you motherfuckers that don't give a fuck about none of you motherfuckers.
There
so there's three levels of society out there.
Uh-huh.
There's low class, middle class, and high class.
Well.
So low class and middle class people need to get together and stop talking about each other and realize there's higher shit than where y'all are.
That's right.
Okay,
well,
you understand what I'm saying? I'm just trying to break it down to the fact.
I got you, Papa.
Well.
Okay, I'm just trying
bring
to say.
Papa, stop
when somebody say, oh, I live in Trenton, New Jersey. There are good people nestled in these hoods.
Yeah,
oh, you live
right
in the hood. Mm-hmm. I live in such and such. You got to watch your back no matter where you are.
I know
there was a
right
group back in the day, War. War always said the world is a ghetto.
That's right.
Don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Just
that's
for me and for you, the world is a fucking ghetto.
And they also said, why can't we be friends?
Why can't we just be friends? No matter who or what. And with all the stigmas concerning black people, here's a news flash on a black man as myself. When I'm at the Mac machine at night, the ATM, I'm scared as a motherfucker my damn self. Don't think because as a black man, we just roll like the fuck. We're just the shit. But we're just Cro-Magna man. Not at all.
You got to watch your back.
I got to watch my back when I'm Ryan. I'm scared as hell my damn self.
Hey.
So the stigmas that go on, that have been going on with everything. I mean, the watermelon. Black people love watermelon and Cadillacs. Hell yeah, I eat watermelon. And I would love to drive a fucking Cadillac.
I don't like it.
I like that particular stigma. Cause, you know,
I like the seeds. I don't like watermelon.
Now, I do like fried chicken. Quiet as
it's kept. Yeah.
I like churches. That shit was greasy as hell. Roll down on your fucking arm.
Run all down your arm.
Anyway, and one more thing I want to focus on while I got you for Living with the City. I want to commend Barack Obama for taking his time on this whole situation with the Sears or whatever. What's the name of the terrorist group? ISIS.
Yeah. ISIS. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's not jumping like George Bush did when 9/11 was bombed. We right away went after Saddam, which we shouldn't have got rid of Saddam, in my opinion. Saddam was just holding it down in Iraq. He was no threat. It was bin Laden who was the one starting all the shit.
Right.
So why don't we go take down Saddam? Because all the people, go, do. And brought all the people over there. People got killed and everything.
He was like a fence.
Right now, which was such a blessing. Look at the blessing right now. Barack was able to go to the summit, the NATO summit, and talk to our allies and figure, how are we going to take care of these motherfuckers? He's able to talk to people. In life, remember this here, you will have better leverage with people if you take time to strategize their ass. Okay? Don't jump on shit so fast. I mean, whether it be your husband or boyfriend, whoever, stop jumping on shit so fast. Be cool.
Make love.
Relax. Yeah, make love while you got the knife in his fucking back. Okay?
Well, hide it
but anyway, see, she said this. I just fall off a red
I'm
one.
Just saying.
She's horny as fuck over here. Anyway, but anyway, you know, recapping everything, like I said, when it comes to the different societies of the states and all, stop acting like your particular city is so good and everybody else's city is beneath yours, because there's a higher society got twice or three times as much money as you do, and they don't give a shit about y'all. So
no,
everybody
right.
Get together on a lower level and be friends and be cool.
All right, people, get it together.
Okay.
Papa D.D. has spoken.
Right,
get it together.
Okay.
I know that's right.
What are you going to do? All right.
We're going to take a little CC break and come back with the kisser list.
The kisser list.
We about to run that joint down.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody know what the kisser list, but Papa D.D., when we come back, he going to explain what it is.
Okay.
All right.
We're going
to run this commercial. That'll break it down for you.
All right. Come on in.
You're listening to the Pajama Party Late Night Adult Talk Show. We've added a new segment to the show called the Kiss It List. Every week, we put people on this list who have done dumb stuff or have been irritating or just gotten on ours or your nerves. So we call them out and put them on the Kiss It List, and we tell you why. If you have somebody you want to add to our Kiss It List, hit us on Twitter at @APajamaParty and use hashtag Kiss It, and we'll add them to the list. If you prefer to email your contenders, send them to info@APajamaParty.com. We'll call them out every Friday night at the end of the show, so get those names in. Now, let's get back to the Pajama Party crew and more of the show. DJ, would you mind turning it up a notch? Oh, how rude. Oh, you're on the kissing list.
We're back at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on?
And Red Wine.
Yahoo!
And we're going to focus on the kissing list for a minute. The kissing list, you can call if you want to, 914-803-4306. The kissing list is anybody that you want to tell over last week to kiss your ass.
Simple
okay.
as that.
Anybody
that
particularly pissed you off.
That's simple.
Anybody that got up beneath your skin. Anybody that tried to manipulate you, bullshit you, disenchant you with some dumb shit, or just think that you're, just undermined you, so to speak. You can always call a pajama party on Friday and say, you know what, pajama party? I like to put such and such on. You can give us a first and last name. We don't give a fuck. That's your problem.
You
got to worry about that person next week, not us.
Yeah, we'll put him on
but
there.
Call and give us your name. Yeah, John Gilbert from fucking General Electric, my boss. We'll give his first and last name. Anyway, we're just kidding. But we're going to throw some people out that we have on the kiss list, unless somebody want to call in and give us...
Who you got, Red Wine?
I've got for this week, we've got a list of, I call them contenders for the Kissing List. I've got the St. Paul, Minnesota Police Department tasing this brother named Christopher Lowry while he was at the daycare sitting outside waiting for his kids.
And they came out there
and started messing with the brother.
Because the daycare owners called and said there's a black man, like I said earlier, there's a black man sitting outside our stoop. We don't know what he wants, what he's doing out there, you know. And the man, you know, look at how he dressed. Does he got a decent pair of fucking shoes on? Or does he have holes in his
shoes? He was out there waiting to pick up
his kids. How about being a good judge of character?
And he gets tased by
And he gets tased because the woman he was talking to, the female police, he kept saying, away from my kids. And she wasn't listening to it because she was a Beaumont Looney Tune. You know, she got a big old gun on her hip, and she's a, you pull up the video, St. Paul, Minnesota, pull up YouTube, it's on YouTube, and it'll blow you, it will actually hurt you.
Christopher Lowry.
And then they talked to him throughout, and then when they tased him is when his kids came up, and he was being tased in front of his children.
That's
crazy shit. Crazy.
They on the kitchen list.
They on the kitchen
list. The next contender is CeeLo Green.
CeeLo Green.
Oh, CeeLo.
Horny little fat piece of shit. That's my main man.
CeeLo is on the list for making stupid rape comments, and he just lost his show on TBS that was called The Good Life, and just for overall just acting and being stupid, CeeLo is on the list this week. We also have the ex-Virginia governor, Bob McDonald and his wife, Maureen, for being stupid, getting caught, taking money and bribes and all of that. They're on the kissing list. We also have, I thought this one was cute, Delaware Governor Jack Markell for tweeting an education announcement that included a picture of a woman in bondage. And then he deleted it, saying that it was linked by accident.
He don't know where it came
from. And he didn't know how that happened.
He was doing an educated announcement.
Somehow this
and then he attached a picture. He's so busy doing his shit, and then his personal shit leaked out on it.
So he's trying to blame the internet, saying,
my computer malfunctioned. I'm like, you freak Nick undercover motherfucker.
Exactly. So Governor Jack Markell, you are on the kissing list.
I respect more people say, I just like to get fucked in my ass.
I'm saying the same way that we're that stupid to believe that. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Next, we got Mr. Cedrul. Someone called that one in. They said, Mr. Cedrul, whoever you are, you know who you are. You are a control freak, and you were called out for being a control freak, so you're on the kissing list.
Mm.
Also, we got the 40 Texas police that were involved in harassing that the woman in front of her kids and scaring her kids, traumatizing them. The officers that were involved in that situation, you're on the kissing list this week.
And any micromanaging-ass bosses that won't let their employees be who they are and want to just, like, scope their ass all day act like you got a fucking surveillance. You ain't even paying them no real money. But you want to scope their ass and work them like, you know, like you're running shit. Anyway.
We had a late entry for Pernell the bartender. His sister wanted to put him on the kissing list for just a variety of reasons. Being out of touch, not calling back, and all kinds of stuff. So, Pernell, you know who you are. You're on the kissing list, my brother.
And also all the lazy-ass coworkers. You know, if you find yourself working your ass off because your coworkers are lazy as hell and you need them to step up their game, and you don't know how to tell them?
You're on the kissing list.
You're on the kissing list.
We have at Lally Dub says she hates receiving mail with what society thinks should be her married name.
She say kissing.
It is not that difficult.
Kissing.
Send the right damn freaking mail.
Kissing.
Mona Lisa at Mona Lisa 1 says she sent a naked pic to a chick that was playing games and doesn't care if a million people saw.
All right.
Saw it by now.
She said, say it loud.
At
I'm freaky and I'm proud.
I know that's
I don't care. That's what she said.
At Chisholm 30 says it looks like she's the only natural one left with no color and no extensions and says to kiss it.
All right now.
At Megan_Martin says, okay, let's hate you're obviously too immature to handle being friends. Okay.
All right now. She said kiss it.
Somebody's going to piss somebody off. Somebody pissed her off.
Yeah.
At Sugar_Sean, to all the teachers that deliberately give homework over the weekend, kiss it.
Kiss it.
And at whoever I need to be, my way is the right way, so kiss any spot you like.
Uh-oh.
Woo-wee! Kissy, kissy. And to all the overzealous micromanaging bosses, you know what to do. Kissy, kissy, kissy. And like Papa Didi said, all the lazy-ass workers, just a kiss it.
That's
all
right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we got something special for
everybody
on tonight's
kissing
list. So here's your present.
Kiss my entire ass.
Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass.
This world, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Closing, we're going to close out tonight. We extended our show tonight till 10:30. We usually go from 9 to 10. In closing, I just like to say, just take heed to everything I said tonight concerning the police, their role. If a police officer pulls you over, be nice, be humble, kiss his ass if you have to so you can live another day. You may be a punk ass, but please live another day. Just do whatever he tells you to so you can defuse that situation and move back on and get back on with your family. All right? That's my book.
What you got, Red One?
My last word for tonight is I just want to thank all of our callers. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. Thank you for all the people that have been supporting us. We truly appreciate you guys. We have a lot of fun doing this, and you make it more fun for us. So I just want to give you guys a shout out and say we appreciate you, we love you, and just thank you for being there. And we will see you next week. That's my last word.
And if you guys want to put anybody on the kissing list, check us out at info@dchomegrown.com or apajamaparty.com, or just call us and let us know, 914-803-4306,
or hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Apajamaparty on Twitter. You can do that. You can tweet us. Use the hashtag KissIt. And we will definitely get your entries and put them on next week's KissIt list.
Okay. We're out.
What's your last word, Kevin?
That's it. I'm out.
Thank you, Julia.
Yeah.
Peace and love, everybody out there. Join us next week at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the Pajama Party.
No clothes allowed. Remember that, man.
Allowed.
That's
yeah.
Right.
You have plenty of cocktails, but no clothes.
Cocktails.
PJs are allowed, but no clothes.
No bras, no pants.
I don't wear PJs. Oh, my bad. Oh, I forgot about the TMI. All right, we'll close it on down for a minute.
That's right.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, we can get
set down. Good night, John Boy. Oh.
Good night,
Grandpa.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show, and good night.
Party cool, keep it real for you.
No clothes allowed.
Summer party, won't